We move on now to outcome 2.2. Introduce 3 books of each type of genre in the Bible by identifying the author, period, purpose, and type of writing. Different authors categorize the genres differently, but I have used the following and selected 3 books in each: law, history, poetry, major prophets, minor prophets, gospels and acts, epistles, and apocalyptic literature. However, you are free to choose any others if you would prefer. Firstly, let's look at the genre law. The first book I've chosen is Genesis. The author is Moses, and the period was approximately 1446 BC. The purpose of Genesis, according to the ESV Study Bible, the English title Genesis comes from the Greek translation of the Pentateuch and means origin, a very apt title because Genesis is all about origins of the world, of the human race, of sin, and of the Jewish people. The book describes how God created the universe, fashioned humans in his own image, and placed them in a perfect environment. They rebelled against God and lost their paradise. The rebellion became so bad that God wiped out humanity with a flood, but he graciously preserved Noah and his family. Later, God chose and blessed the family of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or Israel, and promised them a land for their many descendants. Through this family, God planned to bring a savior to reconcile the sinful world to himself. Type of writing: history. Second book is Exodus. The author is also Moses, and it was written in approximately 1405 BC. The purpose: the children of Israel, who now lived in Egypt, were forced into slavery. God prepared an Israelite named Moses to lead the people to freedom. Pharaoh was reluctant to let the slaves go, so God sent a series of plagues upon the Egyptians. Moses then led the Israelites through the Red Sea, which God miraculously parted for them, and to Mount Sinai. While they camped at Sinai, the Israelites received the law of God, including the Ten Commandments. The law is the basis of a covenant between God and the people he has rescued, with promised blessings for obedience. The people then promised to uphold the covenant. Type of writing: law. The third book I've chosen is Numbers. Author is also Moses, and the period is approximately 1405 BC. Let's look at the purpose. The Israelites arrived at the border of Canaan, the land that God had earlier promised to Abraham, but the people following Moses refused to enter the land due to their lack of faith and their fear of Canaan's inhabitants. As a judgment, God consigned them to wandering in the wilderness for 40 years until the unbelieving generation passed away and a new generation took their place. God sustained his rebellious people with miraculous provisions throughout their time in the wilderness. Type of writing: law. Let's move on to the second genre, history, and the first book I have chosen is Joshua. The author is also Joshua, and it was written in approximately 1380 BC. The purpose of Joshua: Moses' successor, Joshua, led the Israelites across the Jordan River, parted miraculously by God, and into Canaan. God overthrew the city of Jericho by knocking down its walls. Joshua led the people in a successful campaign to conquer the whole of Canaan. With a few exceptions, the Israelites remained faithful to their promise to keep their covenant with God, and God blessed them with military victories. After the land was subdued, the Israelites divided Canaan into separate territories, giving each of the tribes of Israel a lasting inheritance. Type of writing? History. The second book I've chosen here is Ruth. The author is Samuel, and the period 1050 BC. Purpose? During the time of the judges, a famine struck the land, and Elimelech, a man of Bethlehem, took his family out of Israel to live in Moab, where he and his two sons died. His widow, Naomi, returned to Israel along with one of her daughters-in-law, a Moabitess named Ruth. Back in Bethlehem, the two women faced hardships, and Ruth gathered what food she could by gleaning in a barley field owned by a man named Boaz, who noticed her and gave her extra help. Since Boaz was related to Naomi's late husband, he had the legal opportunity to redeem the family property and raise up an heir in the name of the deceased. Ruth asked Boaz to do just that, and he agreed. He married Ruth and purchased the property that had belonged to Naomi. Boaz and Ruth became the great-grandparents of Israel's greatest king, David, and therefore Jesus was one of their descendants. Type of writing? History. The third and final book of this category we're looking at is Nehemiah, and the author is also Nehemiah. It was written in approximately 420 BC. And the purpose? About 14 years after Israel's arrival in Jerusalem, Nehemiah, the king's cupbearer in Persia, learnt that the walls of Jerusalem were in a state of disrepair. He obtained permission to travel to Jerusalem and oversaw the construction of the city walls. He was opposed by enemies of the Jews who tried to thwart the work with various tactics, but with God's blessings, the wall was completed in time to observe the Feast of Tabernacles. Ezra read the Book of the Law publicly, and the people of Judah rededicated themselves to following it. The Book of Nehemiah begins with sadness and ends with singing and celebration. The type of writing is history. Next time, we will move on to poetry.